Masech Shabbos Test Mishnah Vov until Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah's list of different items and how much of them one needs to carry out on Shabbos to be chayev continues. And it's worth remembering the major rule that if an item has a common use and an uncommon use, then the amount to be chayev for is based on the common use. However, if it has, let's say, two common uses, then we are strict and we based it on the smaller amount that you would be chayev even for carrying that smaller amount on Shabbos. Now, the unique thing about our Mishnah over here is that there is no minimum amount, because even a tiny amount is considered significant, we're going to see, for different reasons, and therefore, however much you take out, you would be chayev. Pilpeles, a type of spice similar to pepper, which some people would put in their mouth for nice breath. It would smell nice, and even a tiny amount would work, so kol shahir, if one takes out a tiny amount, you would be chayev. The itron, tar, this was somehow used to cure migraines and headaches. And again, even a tiny amount would work, so kol shehu, one would be chayev for any amount. Mini v'somim, different types of spices which were used for their smell, not to add to food, but for their smell, so any spice smells. You don't need a lot of it to produce the smell. Umine matreis, different types of metal, even if you carry out the tiniest piece of metal, you would be chayev because this can be stuck at the end of a long stick, which was used to prod animals to make them go along, to make them continue walking. So again, kol shein, he would be chayev for carrying out any amount. Me'avniham is beach. If somebody carries out any part of a stone of the mizbeach, or me'afaram is beach, or from the earth at the bottom of the mizbeach, mekek seforim, the rotting part of scrolls containing holy words, or Torah scrolls, or mekek mitpreseim, or the rotting part of the covers of the Sifrei Torah, or the other holy sfarim, kol shehein, any amount which you carry out, shematzin osan legonzon, since one is obligated to hide and put away these scrolls in Geniza, a special area designated to put old sfarim there, instead of throwing them away, and since his obligation applies to any tiny amount of the sfarim, that means that there is significance in even a tiny amount, and one would therefore be chayev for carrying even a tiny amount. Now we learned in Perek Zayin that something which is not fitting to be kept, for example, Avodah Zarah, idolatry must be destroyed, something like that, we view it as if it doesn't exist, and therefore if one were to carry out idolatry on Shabbos, he wouldn't be chayev, because it's like he took out nothing. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues with that. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af ha-meitzim v'mishamshi Avodah Zarah." Even one who carries out something which serves idolatry, and therefore must also be destroyed, kol shehu, if he carries out any amount of it, he's chayev. Rabbi Huda is very strict compared to the other Tana. Shenema, as the Pozuk says, nothing from the chayrim, which in that context refers to idolatry, none of that will stick in your hands, meaning it's forbidden to benefit from any Avodah Zarah, which means that any Avodah Zarah has significance, and one would therefore be liable for carrying out any amount of Avodah Zarah on Shabbos.